KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Sports being brought to you this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
The word many METC customers use to describe us is love. Certainly, we have outstanding products delivered by our fiber-to-the-home network, but more importantly, we care about you and the services you need. We're your neighbors. We live here, too. Right now, you can upgrade your internet or sign up for digital TV, and you'll get an upgrade free for 30 days. The people we serve are members of our family, and it's our responsibility to keep our family's technology working well. It's why we invested in fiber-to-the-home for everyone. Marty Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
And taking a look at sports here from last night in high school softball and baseball play. Starting off with baseball, Atlantic played a game in the afternoon. It was a makeup from a rainout earlier this week. Denison Schleswig was a 4-1 winner over Atlantic yesterday. Also, AHSTW beat Audubon 10-1. Audubon then reversed tables in the second half of a doubleheader and won 3-2 in that game. Cam was a 13-3 winner over Glidden Ralston in five innings. Central Decatur beat Orient Maxburg 17-2. And Wayne 4-3. Coon Rapids Baird was a 6-2 winner over Ogden. Harlan beat Sioux City East 13-2 in five innings. Lewis Central a 13-0 winner over Shenandoah. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 17-4 and once again 20-0. Murray was a 16-6 winner over Essex, and Perry was a 14-3 winner over Carroll. In high school softball last night, AHSTW picked up two wins over Audubon, 11-7 and 9-8. Boyer Valley knocked off Adair Casey twice, 16-6 and 19-7. Glidden Ralston over Cam, 7-6. IKM Manning took a doubleheader from Griswold, 20-2 and 8-2. Lennox was a 12-2 winner over Fremont Mills. Lewis Central beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 3-2. Murray was a 12-0 winner over Essex. Orient Maxburg beat Nottoway Valley 6-2. And Perry was a 12-0 winner over Carroll. Trainer beat Underwood 9-2 there in softball play last night. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you during the afternoon yesterday, Michael Wacha pitched into the seventh inning for his first win in nearly 2 months, and the St. Louis Cardinals waited out Jake Arrieta before roughing up Chicago's bullpen in a 7-2 victory over the Cubs. Ledmys Diaz hit a two-run home run, and Matt Carpenter had a two-run double in a five-run sixth after Arrieta departed. The Cardinals won their eighth straight road game, their longest streak since 1982, and completed their first three-game sweep of Wrigley Field since 1988. Arrieta was charged with two runs, one earned, and four hits in five innings as he struggled with control and pitch count. Wacha allowed two hits until rookie Wilson Contreras, one-out two-run homer on the seventh, ended his day, and he snapped a seven-game skid. Contreras replaced Miguel Montero an inning earlier after the catcher twisted his right knee. Also yesterday in baseball, it was Matt Reynolds snapping a sixth-inning tie with his first Major League home run, leading Noah Syndergaard and the New York Mets past the Kansas City Royals 4-3 for a two-game sweep in their World Series rematch. As Drubal Cabrera homered for the second straight day and scored with an acrobatic slide to help Syndergaard win his sixth consecutive decision. The only bad news for banged-up New York was another injury, this one to Yoenis Cespedes. The star slugger had two hits and a walk, including a double off center field wall, but was removed in the sixth because of discomfort in his left wrist. Chesler Cuthbert homered for the Royals, who had won 8 of 9 when they arrived at Citi Field, where they clinched their 2015 championship with a late rally in Game 5. Other scores yesterday in interleague play, it was the Yankees over Colorado 9-8. Milwaukee beat Oakland 4-2, Toronto 5-2 over Arizona, Baltimore beat San Diego 7-2, Texas 6-4 over Cincinnati, Minnesota 6-5 over Philadelphia. In American League play, it was Houston 3-2 over the Angels, Detroit beat Seattle 5-1, the White Sox over Boston 8-6, Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 6-1, and in National League play, it was Miami over Atlanta 3-0, San Francisco 7-6 over Pittsburgh, and the Dodgers beat Washington 4-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was New Orleans 4-2 over Omaha, and Iowa beat Nashville 3-2. Today's games will see a doubleheader between Nashville and Iowa over at Principal Park, and New Orleans is at Omaha over at Warner Park for a 7:05 start this evening. At the College World Series yesterday, Jared Oliva homered for the first time in over 2 months, and J.C. Cloney pitched seven strong innings, giving Arizona a 3-0 victory over UC Santa Barbara in a College World Series elimination game on Wednesday night. The Wildcats will play Oklahoma State on Friday in the Bracket 1 final. They need to win that game and another Saturday against the Cowboys to reach next week's best-of-three finals. The Gauchos went 1-2 in their first CWS appearance. Cloney gave up only 5 singles before turning the game over to Cameron Ming with a runner on base and no outs in the 8th. The Gauchos threatened in the 9th after Clay Fisher doubled and Devin Gradford walked with no outs. Ming struck out Austin Bush, J.J. Muno, and Dempsey Grover to end the game. Arizona has allowed only 2 runs in 3 CWS games. Cleveland sports fans celebrated on Wednesday, and they also breathed a sigh of relief. Hundreds of thousands lined downtown streets to celebrate the city's first professional championship team since the 1964 Browns. The Cavaliers were honored with a parade after taking a 7-game series with Golden State. However, Sunday's series win over the Warriors became old news once LeBron James announced that he will stay with the Cavs next year. James also said he would become a free agent next month, but that is only to take advantage of a new NBA TV deal that will increase the league's maximum salary figures. Fans stood on rooftops and hung out of office building windows to witness Cleveland's first championship parade in 68 years when the Indians knocked off the Braves in the World Series. Former Browns greats Jim Brown and Ernest Biner took part in the parade along with Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer and basketball coach Thad Matta. The New York Knicks have acquired Derrick Rose from the Chicago Bulls in a multiplayer deal. The Knicks also received guard Justin Holiday and a 2017 second-round pick from the Bulls for center Robin Lopez and guards Jose Calderon and Jerian Grant. Rose was a 3-time NBA All-Star and the 2011 MVP during his 8 years in Chicago. However, he's played just 166 games over the last 5 seasons after suffering a knee injury during the 2011 playoffs. The Pacers have traded George Hill to Utah and acquired Jeff Teague in a 3-way trade with Atlanta. The Hawks received the number 12 overall pick in Thursday night's draft. Hill will fill a huge need for the Jazz if point guard Dante Exum is slow to recover from a torn ACL that forced him to miss the entire 2015-16 season. Hill averaged 12 points and 3.5 assists for the Pacers last season, while Teague gave the Hawks 15.7 points and 5.9 assists a game. Hill and Teague both have 1 year left on their current deals. The NHL has handed out its individual awards just a week after the Pittsburgh Penguins were crowned the Stanley Cup champions. Chicago Blackhawks forward and league scoring champ Patrick Kane has been presented with the Hart Trophy as the league's best player. Kane also picked up the Ted Lindsay Award as the outstanding player. Another Hawks forward came away with hardware as Artemi Panarin claimed the Calder Trophy as the NHL's top rookie. Anze Kopitar is the first member of the Kings to win the Frank Selke Trophy as the circuit's top defensive forward. Kopitar also got the Lady Byng Trophy as the most gentlemanly player. The Vezina Trophy went to Capitals netminder Braden Holtby, who was recognized as the best goaltender. L.A. Blue liner Drew Doughty has finally earned the Norris Trophy as the league's top defenseman. Nashville's Shea Weber was given the Mark Messier Trophy as a player who exemplifies great leadership qualities both on and off the ice. And the Jack Adams Award goes to Washington's Barry Trotz, who took Coach of the Year honor after leading the Capitals to the best regular season record. Pittsburgh's Jim Rutherford is the General Manager of the Year. And the NHL will expand to Las Vegas for the 2017-18 season after awarding its 31st franchise to billionaire businessman Bill Foley. Commissioner Gary Bettman announced the decision after the league's Board of Governors voted to put a hockey team in the Mojave Desert's gambling mecca. Foley is expected to pay $500 million to the NHL's other owners as an expansion fee. The new team will play in a $375 million building that opened just off the Las Vegas Strip in April. That's a look at the sports here this morning on KJN. Sports brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.